It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Reports with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by the wrong person done made the potato salad. Bless her heart. Well, at least she pretty. So the BET Awards kicked off last night, and of course it was the good old BET Awards like we've come to know and love. Oh, there was plenty of partying. Somebody got stabbed. I heard of some shootings. They had Merle Evers.
We were in the midst of boycotting.
Felicia Rashad.
I trained at Howard University. I came to New York City.
And Nicki Minaj, all within a 3-minute span. I said, yes!
What's wrong with these broke? Don't do coke, I don't blow hitters.
It is the BET Awards 2014, my favorite time of year. Let's get the rundown. Chris Brown was there last night. He looked a little tight during his first performance since being released from jail. Usually he would be dancing and prancing all over the stage, but I guess jail has made him a little stiff. He ain't as free as he used to be. BET pulled out all the stops when they bought back all-star 90s singing groups. Troop, Silk, and Color Me Bad. Troop did okay, though their voices dropped a few octaves since we last seen them. Silk was darker and blacker than ever, and Color Me Bad looked like they had just come from a rehab after party hosted by Chico DeBarge. The Lifetime Achievement Award was given to singer and songwriter and producer Lionel Richie, whose hair was as juicy as ever. In They Ain't Got Enough Money news, Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't perform last night as advertised.
For real?
What? No way.
Now, it was promoted that they had a performance of the Power Couple coming up during the broadcast. What the network didn't tell us was that the performance was not live. Apparently, the Carters emailed their performance to the network. Now, they really on the run. Robin Thicke was on there last night, ladies and gentlemen. He's trying to get his wife back. But Paula was nowhere to be found. He was crying like a B word. If your kids is in the car, I mean baby. And Lupita Nyong'o won BET Award for Best Actress. She was also a no-show. She released a statement saying,
"What is this BET? I have never seen this place. They never called me before, so I'm not going this time. I am too sorry for you."
Hey, that's the Greasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.